She's lovely. And I think if you can maybe book out some time to go for a stroll and catch up with your friend by walking next to them and exploring the county, get yourself to Frome. Because now you can set off walking and eventually you will end up in Bath. Walkers from Somerset have created a new route connecting the two areas via footpath. It's a 13-mile stretch. It's called the Saxon King's Way. And after two kings, this is the whole reason behind the name, that had connections to the town and the city, it's given birth to this wonderful stretch of footpath. The Somerset Ramblers have been testing out the route, which is available to all of us, to you. You can get out there right now. Emily Brown did just that to meet the Ramblers, to have a bit of a gander.
Just set off from Frome and we're heading in the direction of Bath to test out part of the footpath connecting the town and city. Now I'm tagging along to a group of Somerset Ramblers and walkers are welcome. They're taking me along the route, but they are actually walking very quickly, so I am actually right at the back, but I'm trying to keep up.
There's so many different bits and pieces. I'm the chairman of Somerset Ramblers. This footpath here is a vital link in the national network of footpaths. The reason we've called it the Saxon King's Way is after a little bit of research, we found a Saxon king was killed in Frome, and the Saxon king was crowned. I think it was the first king of England, crowned near Bath Abbey. Obviously not in Bath Abbey because it wasn't built at that time.
So there's quite a lot of history attached to this. And you mentioned that walking this kind of distance, 13 miles from the town and city, that might have been quite a regular occurrence back when the Saxon kings were alive.
Oh yes, 13 miles would be seen to be just a normal day's walk. People do this all over the world. Where there isn't public transport systems. We're very, very lucky in this part of the country that the public footpaths are kept in pretty good condition. I'm sure somebody listening to this will turn around and say their path at the bottom of their garden, whatever, is not in good condition, and they'll know ones that aren't. Well, I think when we put all the footpaths in Somerset together, they get to far as Detroit. So there's a big task trying to keep everything clear all the time. The next time we walk this, we'll be we've designed some stickers. We haven't approved them yet, and we will be looking to put some markers along to be able to show people the way.
Now we must have been walking for about 30 minutes or so, heading in the direction of Bath, but most of it seems to be uphill, so I'm already quite out of breath.
Oh, this is really the only...
Bath's down by the river, strangely enough.
You'll never guess what's
on the
hill.
Our local airport.
Oh my goodness. We've actually walked onto a grass runway, which is right in the front of the well-known Orchardly House, which Les informs me many celebrities have got married here. But it is absolutely stunning, and we really have got the weather for it today.
I'm Alice, and I'm a member of the Mendip Ramblers, which I have been for 25 years. I joined the Ramblers after losing my husband. It gave me a new outlook on life, and I've never looked back. I had one ambition after doing Snowdon, before I became 80, to finish the Three Peaks. So I walked Ben Nevis last year.
Oh my gosh. Alice, so, you're not nearly 80.
This year I am.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, you're walking about three times as fast as I am, so I wouldn't have known at all. What do you think about connecting Frome to Bath via footpath?
I think it's excellent. The villages that we should be